The title for today's message is Be Yourself. And the passage is found in Psalm 131. And follow along. Psalm 131. Here's the word of God. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters, but things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. And the key verse is Romans chapter 12, verse 3. I read it once and then we can read together. But by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each one of you. Let's all read together this key verse. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. And the title is Be Yourself. Now Pastor to come and share the message. Greetings to the congregation. Greetings to our friends who have come for the first time. And everyone who's to come and worship. We welcome all of you here this morning. And this morning, we will study the Word of God with the title, Be Yourself. Sometimes when we live, we do not live truly with ourselves. And this morning, will remind us, when we look back at our life, do we truly see our true self or not? There's a pastor who was voted the most humble pastor in America. And one Sunday, they expressed their appreciation by giving him a medal to put around the neck of this pastor. And on the medal, it says, this is the most humble pastor in America. And the congregation, the next week, and they took away the medal from the pastor. The reason is because that morning, the pastor came and wore this medal that he was given. Maybe to express humble in the life, we have to continue to learn how to do this. And so we will look at how David, his heart, express that humility, how we can express the true self in us. Because the praise of others make us not to become ourselves. Because other value us can make ourselves not to be us, or we compare to others will make us no longer be our true self. And so this morning, let's think about the word through this Psalm 131. God's version has called Psalm 131 is one of the shortest psalms to read, but one of the longest to learn. So his reading is very short, but applied to us, will take a long time. As the Spurgeon said, this is one of the shortest psalms to read, but it will lift us up, rise us to great height. As based on the Lord, we're going to learn 3 points that we will share this morning. Be yourself. The first thing is that we have to learn how to humble ourselves before the God. The second, we have to learn how to simplify our life. And the third is learn to rest in the Lord. Let's pray for guidance. Before your word, Lord, we know that we have no value. And sometimes we thought that we are good enough because we compare ourselves with others around us, that we are content that our achievement, when David has encouraged each one of us, and Paul also encouraged each one of us, do not think of ourselves too highly, but judge ourselves according to the faith distributed. When we lean on faith that we have from the Lord, to look back at ourselves, so that we can see our true self is what we need to. May we have the faith to need to be faithful. May you, this word may encourage our congregation. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first point we should learn together is that learn how to humble ourselves before God. The verse first, my heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. And Paul encourages based on Romans chapter 12 verse 3, says, by grace, I want to tell you, do not think yourself more highly than you are, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. Maybe some Christians think that we have a good standing, but Paul said that by grace to tell you that each one do not think of himself more highly. And this morning we'll think about our standing before the Lord. Through pride is when we give ourselves a value, when we compare ourselves with others. We may think that we are above many others, but the humbleness that we have to recognize our true self. And in English, the word humanity has a source from the Latin word is humus. That humus means a substance of blood has been formed by the moldy condition of the leaves. Humus or human is the essence of humanity. What does it mean? That you and I have been or born of dust has no value. So that we do not be proud of ourselves. Or so David said, my heart is not proud, and my eyes are not haughty. And Paul said, do not think of ourselves more highly. A pastor can feel proud because his teaching is good. A servant can think he is good because of his contribution. A musician can be proud because of all of his creation of the piece of music. A singer can be proud because of her voice. A person who offers money can be proud because of he gives more than her. Or somebody who gives alms to the poor and then look down on those who are in need. A person who works well because they are proud because he has a better knowledge to do than his job. And all of that is the essence natural in us, in our sinful nature. And Satan always makes us feel proud about ourselves. We're good. But from David, the essence of humbleness, how is it to be understood? My heart is not proud, and my eyes are not haughty. And this came from inner being. The eyes is something expresses our pride outside. That David has learned how to humble himself. That recognizing it will destroy that our pride when we compare ourselves with others. And that my eye is not haughty. Just the humility will come from ourselves to learn about them when we compare ourselves against God, not against others. When David was on the throne, one day when he looked at his achievement sitting in his royal palace, and he thought about one thing, and he talked to everyone and said, I am here in living a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent. And David thought, he has to do something to correct the situation. In his position, he wanted to do something for the Lord. He wanted to build a temple so that the ark of the Lord will be in that temple that he will build. But the Lord used Nathan to come and talk to David to inform him about his God, the one he said that something good that he could do. So David has to learn a lesson, and finally David told and looked, who am I, sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? When there is the humbleness, I will do something for the Lord. I will build a temple for the ark of the Lord there to be better. But the Lord told and make David recognize that he was a king. He inherited this position because the Lord blessed him with it. In your life and mine, the Lord wants us to recognize the value, the true value in us. If we compare us with others, we feel they are made us proud. But do not be content what we have to for the Lord, but do rejoice of those the things that the Lord does for us. And the Lord said to him, now, tell my servant, this is what the Lord Almighty said. I took you from the pasture, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. David was told by the Lord, today we have certain position in the society, has some knowledge, has some value, some self-esteem, because the Lord has lifted up from the lonely place and called us children. He has changed something in our life. When we look at the video for the children from a caterpillar, we have changed it into a butterfly. Between, there are two different lines. But it is one from the caterpillar eating leaves. They were hidden now to become a beautiful butterfly. Freedom to hide. It flies all over the place. And everybody loves it. And that's the transformation that created, and that transformation and has created a transformation in us, a sinner. So look what the Lord has done for us. When Jesus sent out 72 disciples to Peter, they gave him the power to heal, to cast out demons. And when Luke chapter 10, when these apostles come back, the 72 returned and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. When they thought about it, they thought that it will make Jesus will be happy, because that good name, they are no longer normal. They are something special. But Jesus wasn't surprised about that. Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes scorpion, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. And this is something the Lord gives you. But if they do something, the Lord Jesus wasn't surprised because the Lord allowed them to do. But this is where the Lord emphasized. However, Jesus said, do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. They were rejoicing because they have something special. And the demons. But the Lord, that is not something that you rejoice. Rejoicing is when your name is written in heaven. There's no money to buy it. No thing can trade it. But the joy, do not rejoice, but joy, because what the Lord has done for us. We have the tendency to be proud of our achievement, or that seeing that we be used, we look at our results instead of we look at the one who has done something in our lives. And James encouraged us. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So do not be satisfied what we have done for the Lord, but rejoice what the Lord has done for us. In Matthew chapter 4, your light must shine among men so that they can see good works of you that praise our Father in heaven. We have the ability to a good work, not to be praised ourselves, but the Lord be praised through our good work. And Jesus taught, whatever we do, we are simply a servant. We have only done our duty. So when you have done everything you were told to do, Jesus said, you should say, we are unworthy servant. We have only done our duty. And what we have done is based on the strength of the Lord give us to do. The second point, David encourages us, learn to be simple with God. When we learn to be humble, we also learn to be simple. David said, I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. Well, David is not someone who doesn't want progress. But this is from faith that David said this. What is faith? Faith is a way that we have been given. So by that faith, we can do something very wonderful. And those things, when we are able to do something great, it satisfies our pride. But that is not coming from faith. The Lord used faith to do supernatural things. But if we follow the supernatural thing, we are using our own strength to satisfy our own pride, not because the Lord has done it through us. In saying in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 27, Lord Almighty, God of Israel, you have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build a house for you. By faith, David know he received his country Israel to be in position to rule of Israel. But he prayed, now be pleased to bless the house of your servant, that is, may continue forever in your sight. In faith, David recognizes the country, the royal, will last forever or not, whether it is built because of the Lord sustained it. David recognizes he is just a small person among his people, and the Lord has done, expressed his glory that expressed through all the people of Israel. Now, the glory in one person, and so we have been chosen into his church. And the Lord be glorified in all of the church, not the glory of one person. And Paul encouraged to be of sober judgment according to the faith that's given to us. to learn to be simple before the Lord. And there's a lady named Carol, and she went and she was locked out of her car one day without them. So she tried to call her husband, but she left a message that, "I was locked out of my car, dear. Could you bring an extra key for me?" And then we went back to work in the store. But we should thought, was it truly us? So she, in doubt, went out to see if she was locked. And afterward, they saw the passenger door was open. Oh, really, this door opened that I didn't realize. But I already called my husband to bring me the key. And so she did not want her husband to think that she was stupid. So she left everything there. She locked the door and closed it. And afterward, worked a storekeeper. And the owner said, "Yo, your husband has brought and opened the door. He has opened the door for you already." But he said that he opened the passenger door. This lady has not known that the door was opened by her husband, but he thought that she had forgotten. She didn't want her husband to think her husband. In your life, one life, sometimes, because of our integrity, because of our pride, but not because of our faultiness, that we thought, forgot that the Lord is caring for us, and He cared for us like the children that He held in His heart. Paul understands, we observe with judgment. From Romans, Paul said, he paint a picture, in the body there are many members, but all the members doesn't have the same function. Each one has a particular function. Do we see that we can see our position in that body? We are many, but there is only one body. That means that when they look at, they do not somebody who is famous, but they, the perfect of the unity in the church. When the Lord used you and me in the church, they, Jesus is the one look at us individual to be famous. They can see the whole church is an organization that the Lord expressed His life to us. So may the Lord help us to look at our position in the church to be used by the Lord. The one must be the spirit, not of a glory of one individual, but the perfection and glory of the whole unit. And each one of us is like a link in a long chain. Each member is like a big of the small piece of a big puzzle, and our existence is not important, but our existence is necessary for the Lord. When the link is broken, when the big piece of puzzle is not perfect, that means I have not done my part. And because I have not done my part, then there is no glory among this. There is no house can be built with just a single nail. There is no music score that is just one note. There's no symphony except it's only one instrument in it. But it is necessary for the nail. The note in the music is necessary. The musician in there is necessary. All of us has been created by the Lord for Him. And you know, when we are connected in the church and the Lord to live for each other and because of each other. And so the Lord can be glorified through us, through His church. when we learn how to become simple before the Lord. The third point that David has encouraged us is to learn to rest in Christ. Verse 2, he said, "But I have calmed and quiet myself. I am like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child, I am content." Here, David used image of a child. It's not a grown child, a baby, who are sucking from the mother's breast, that we, our life, depends on the Lord. A child will cry if he doesn't have enough milk. When the child has plenty to eat from his mother's breast, he or she will be content. David wants to say that when we have the Lord, do we have a true content? We are still complaining, or we find something different, or we try something extra outside. Do we truly are content to find, to discover our God? Because the Lord always has a wonderful purpose for our life. Learn to rest in Christ. There's a story. It is a court case. So as king of Florida in 1970, a 19-year-old James Bain was sent to prison. And at the age of 54, he was released and given the words would say, "Not guilty by the government." For the past 35 years, James Bain has been wrongfully imprisoned. The incident is like that. A 9-year-old boy was kidnapped by some male, then sexually abused, and then dropped into a bush. And the police rescue this boy. And there are showing 5 photos, 5 people to identify. And there's a description of the perpetrator. It's a black man with a beard. And he was stood in front of 5 photos, so that he can identify a black man with a beard. The toy, so the child pointed to a picture of James Bain. And James was arrested then. And James denied doing anything wrong. But James was imprisoned. Not until 2009, the court reconsidered James Bain's case and declare not guilty. After that trial, a reporter asked, "Do you have a grudge or anger? Well, what happened to you?" James replied, "No, because I still have God." James knew God from a young age, but when he grew up, he denied the Lord. God let the event happen so that James was put in prison. And in that prison, he actually met God and loved his Lord. The reporter asked, "What do you want now?" "I don't have any specific wishes other than waiting to return to reunite with my family, because I have been apart for so long." Chief Justice Jason, who signed this release, said, "I signed the order giving Peter congratulations to give him a cell phone to call his mother. He was 76 years old, blind and weak. Then wasn't in the case to release. James may did not know how to use a cell phone because it was a new product. So he wasn't available when he was a young. He was asked what he thought of the man who actually committed the crime. And James said, that's the job of the Lord. God took care of me because he saw that I was innocent, but would punish me if he saw that person that I am guilty. But I myself did not hate anyone. James' mother, Isseri, said, when he went to prison, he was just a toddler. He was so miserable. But God took care of him, and he gave me the help to see him again today. When they asked James, what do you want now? James replied, I want to go to school. Because I've been stopped, and they asked, where are you going? No, I just want to be around and take care of my mother. Because I haven't done that when in prison. What will you do for the future? He was there. When I was in prison, I am a welder. It's a suitable job. So I will learn more skills. I will continue to learn to be a better welder. The man who ordered James' arrest in the past, Lord Brightview, who was 78 years old, he observed James saying he felt sorry for what happened because science could make up for the years in prison. The congregation, the Lord continued to be caring for James' name. Since his day in prison, in 2001, James Bing filed a complaint for reconsideration 4 times, but he was denied 4 times. And until 2009, the 5th complaint, he was released. We question, why was he in prison? What was the release sooner? Maybe we do not see whatever happened, but the Lord has seen everything in James' life and know every event of James' life until 2009. Then the Florida has a new law. If he is innocent, so he will pay $50,000 in those years. 35 years, he was received $1,750,000 according to the law. She was remained in prison waiting for that. And when he got out, he received a large sum of money. Not only that the Lord allowed him to change him, but the Lord also prepared James so that he has a good life after prison. Sarah has given him a Toyota, and the house that she owned gave it to James. James learned how to rest in Christ. I do not hate anyone. The Lord knows everything. The Lord saw James' faith when he was in prison, and the Lord has taught James how to rest in the Lord. All the situation or problems and difficulties that happen in our lives. But the Lord wants us to learn how to rest in the Lord. And David has said about his rest, I am a weak child in this mother, like a weak child in content. Only when we rest in the grace of God, but have been content, that nothing will make us to be uncomfortable, to be bitter, to be lacking. We will be rejoicing and be content when we find rest in the Lord. And in this world, there are so many who have everything in life, more than what is needed, but their life, like Anna Nikolsky is a playboy money. And so some of us may have heard of her, but she was committed suicide when she was 35 years of age. And another one is the daughter of the Samsung company, Lee Young-hoon, died at the age of 26. Michael Jackson, he was on the way up in his life, but he was dead at 50 years of age. David Carradine, a famous actor in Hollywood, he was so depressed that he took his own life while filming. Maybe there are 70 have role, have fame, have money in this world. They found death because their life has no peace in their life. They cannot use possession. They cannot use any position to change what you and I rule right now. You have is the peace in God. And David, encouraged by the key verse, make us rest in the Lord. Do not think of yourself more highly than other in your calling, but be of sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed each you. Learn how to be content, learn to be restful in the Lord. These are the things we have. Do not think of ourselves too haughty. Be of sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to us. May the Lord all bless you. Let's all stand together. Let's read the key verse of today's message. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. May the Lord use this word to encourage each one of us. Let's read together. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Let's pray. Be our loving Father. We give thanks because we have the faith in Christ, the one who came to bring our life from a sinner to be apart from God, to become the children of God and call our Father in heaven. We are thankful in your love that you always follow our path, that you can see everything that can influence life that we could not experience. And Satan has used a weakness to bring us down, to use different situations and things around us to cause us to be stumbled that we do not recognize. But this morning, that your word remind us that David, by faith, rely on the Lord to learn how to be humble before you. We do not compare ourselves with others, but we compare with the Lord to see that we have no value at all. David has learned to become simple with the Lord, learned to know that a position for him is so something is necessary, that you have loved us and given to us a position in the church. And David has also learned how to be restful, just like a baby, to find content after being weaned from the milk. And we receive your love, enjoy your love, and that we can explore to receive more, that we can be more useful to grow in faith. May we seek your face. Though we can read the homework, but if we do not have a relationship with you, we will never have peace in our heart. May the Lord teach us this lesson to be of sober judgment, to re-examine our spiritual life so that we can know that there are something we need to be corrected. May the Lord bless each one of us here, all the servants of the Lord, though how long it takes is not important, but each one of us will need you, Lord. Please help us so that we can live according to your purpose. We thank you for your word. We ask your blessing. Bless our friends as well as they receive them. We are thankful for all that we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.